I think Brian Hoyer did some good things for us this year. And at the end of the day, his future is in his hands. He's a free agent. At the, now that the season's over, when we get to the new league year, he'll be a free agent. And he has decisions that he needs to make. I'd say both parties are right. I'd say if he wants to be back, that leverage is definitely in his court to make that happen. Assuming that we can agree to that deal and what that deal looks like, then that opportunity is available. If we can't come to that agreement, then he obviously would not be back. So I think that there's a lot of work to be done in that regard. And I would say from a business perspective, people don't always see eye to eye. Your value for how you see something versus my value of how I see it doesn't always come together. And that's how things don't happen. So that's something probably for Brian's agent and I to work out. And Brian will have obviously a lot of input in that. And we'll have the conversations as to how we think Brian can help our roster moving forward in the next upcoming week or so. For the first 9 games, absolutely. I mean, he was credible, functional, gave us a chance to win games. We won some games. And, again, at the end of the day, football's a team game. And, you know, I think way too often we make a lot out of the fact that this one guy was the impetus behind success. I think when you really break down the game, there's a lot of reasons that teams win and lose ball games. It's not always the quarterback's fault that he won or that he lost. It's not always his fault that he lost or he won. So as I look at it, I think it's pretty simple. A guy's got to be given the chance to compete. And if he competes and he does the things that are necessary to help us win games, then that's generally enough. To that tune, you asked about Jordan Cameron. I would say that he had a interesting year. I mean, he battled some things this year. Wasn't as productive as he was the previous year. To that tune, I know in a lot of respects he has probably some personal disappointment behind that. But it doesn't diminish kind of what he is or who we think he can be. The reality moving forward is that we're going to drive for competition at every spot. We're going to look to improve every player. And it sounds like it's not attainable, but I think the goal is to constantly try to look for players that can improve your roster. Pushing competition at every spot. Everybody's got to compete for their job. Nobody gets handed it to them. And as long as we continue to operate in that philosophy and we're not afraid to move forward with the next man up, then it forces guys to perform in a way that is going to improve our football team, because that competition is what truly drives the best out of people. I probably don't have a stance or shouldn't have a stance, but I'm pretty sure they probably will contest it. And, you know, from our perspective, it is what it is, and we'll deal with that through the right channels.